Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Leach is the head coach of Mississippi State football. He's going to be in Memphis tonight, the guest speaker at the Memphis Touchdown Club. 5:30 at the Hilton Memphis Hotel. Kind enough to join us. Now, Coach Leach, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, yeah. Looking forward to coming up there and talking football, and everybody's excited about football this time of year.
Yeah, we are all fired up. Coach, what would you tell the average college football fan who has been disenchanted by the last two summers in college sports?
Well, I think regardless what side of the coin you're on, I mean, everybody's glad to see COVID gone. And then also, in both directions, there's been a lot of misinformation. So hopefully they don't resurrect all that so that we can lock in and focus and, you know, have a great season without any distractions or interruptions. And that's the biggest thing is so much lately was, you know, just in the face of constant distractions and, you know, things of that nature. So, we hope, and right now it's been normal. So knock on wood, I think we all hope the normalcy continues because as everybody gets in the routine of celebrating football, tailgating, go to games, preparing for games, practicing for games, watching film, you know, that's when it's the best and that's when it's the highest quality and the most consuming and also the most fun.
Now, there's no doubt that COVID has been a part of everything that's going on too, but more specifically, the alignment, right, and the constant sort of shakeups and the idea now that USC and UCLA are going to be traveling to the Midwest every week to play Big Ten games, right? You have fans here in Memphis. You have fans across the country who look out at the landscape and say, I don't recognize college football anymore. What would you say to them, and what do you just make of everything and the chaos that we have seen on that front this summer?
No, I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over at all. As a matter of fact, I suspect it's just starting, and some things that are definitely supposed to be this way or that way could change too in the course of things. I think that, you know, a series of them are knee-jerk reactions. I think that never underestimate the role that ambition and keeping up with the other guy down the road plays into all of this. So I think there could definitely be more movement and alignment and this way instead of that way. As a matter of fact, I'd be surprised if there's not. Because there's a point where things kind of get out over their skis a little bit. Last time we had this big realignment thing, I think it was in 2010 or somewhere around there. Well, I mean, and everybody's forgotten this, but, you know, there's a time where for the better part of a year, Boise State, TCU, and San Diego State were in the Big East, okay? And, well, then, of course, they all rethought that decision and moved on, but which that just illustrates, how flimsy some of this can be and that other decisions that might be made. So I'm curious how it'll unfold because right now you have two overloaded conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten, And then you have two conferences, which I think will remain, and they're great players, great coaches, and people that really love football, great fans. But the Big 12 and the Pac-12 are in disarray, and so there's obviously going to be some movement to fill in the blanks there. So I think it's just getting started. I mean, you know, if you like all the change, you know, you're going to have a fun year. I think most of us would prefer stability. But I don't see that happening very soon.
Well, and it's certainly, you know, you're on the side of the Habs, Mike, but, and I know Nick touched on this, and I think you have, for those that aren't in one of those, you know, wherever we go, if it's two super conferences, if it's four conferences, for those that don't get in on those boats, what's left for them? What's left for those have-nots? What do we think, Coach?
Well, I don't know necessarily if they're exactly have-nots. I think football's worth playing just for the sake of football. But I think that, there's plenty of teams floating around, and some quality conference is going to be formulated out of it. Or, you know, either that or the SEC and the Big Ten keep growing, and, you know, you end up with the AFC and the NFC. I mean, and, you know, one way or the other, you need a leadership body and a set of rules, and, you know, a certain amount of rules in college football have been shot to hell, too. Everything from unmitigated free agency and a bidding war. I mean, right now that's unsustainable, so I think there will be change there as well.
Yeah. But let's just take, like, for example, right, because it's currently a game on the schedule, and there are multiple games coming up, for example, this year and then down the road later in the decade, a team like Memphis – like, you know, the more and more, and we've already sort of seen it for any school like Memphis, but the more and more that, you know, the SEC gets powerful and adds, Big Ten adds, they have less and less incentive to play. And I think that's why Memphis fans appreciate that series so much, because it is, as you know, very difficult to get home and homes like that. I mean, playing football for the sake of football is obviously ideal, but there is a bottom line and a budget, and they want to raise $150 to $200 million for their stadium and renovations. It's just like, you know, where does that come in, and at what point do you have to make a choice on that front if you're not in that group?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question, and that's why portions of this aren't sustainable. I think, though, that I don't know that these conferences will ever get to where they just exclusively play each other. They might, but that'd be a little sad, because, you know, just the variety that you get and new faces, different places, all that stuff, I think is beneficial. I think it's good for the game. It's good for the players. And so, you know, I don't think that necessarily eliminates that. I think that, you know, I don't see that eliminating that. You know, I mean, because still within these conferences, there's going to have to be some kind of a rotation. Now, some of these conferences are getting so big, there's people that are quote-unquote in your conference that you might not ever see for 6 years, you know, unless it's playoffs or something, championship game. But, I don't know. I mean, I think, though, right now, college football has been a little disorganized. I think we've made it more disorganized. And then I hope, you know, when the dust settles, it comes up better than it was before. I can't guarantee that, you know, because like I said, I mean, we could go on more time than any time in history that I can think of. We could go on for hours on all the issues in college football. And I think the solutions in most cases are relatively easy, or a good solution. I mean, there's a lot of solutions, but I think good solutions aren't particularly difficult. I think the hardest thing, and possibly impossible, is to get everybody on the same page, to get people gathered up to agree and set it all in motion. I mean, there's definitely going to be committees involved, but a committee of 30 is pretty much unmanageable. A committee of three is a little better, but, you know, and with that said, you need a good set of eyes and try to eliminate as much self-interest as you can and come up with a good solution, maybe come up with several models that that you pass around to the schools and, you know, and folks get on the same page.
Talk to Mississippi State head football coach Mike Leach. He'll be at the Touchdown Club tonight here in Memphis at 5:30 p.m. at the Hilton Memphis. Got to ask you this, Coach. How often are you asked when it comes to your football team about your offensive line, about that left tackle position? We know you've got a fantastic quarterback come back in Will Rogers. How about everything you've got to do to replace the guys that protect him? How often are you asked about that left tackle spot?
Well, he's a really good player, no question. But I think that we got most guys back, so they're a year older, a year better, hopefully. And then and we've got some good young guys behind them. I think we're deeper than we have been. Since I've been here, we're deeper. Even though Charles is tough to replace, we've got good quality players to do it, and I think we'll be better at the other four positions.
In terms of, you know, the rematch here, we talked to you before the game last year against Memphis. What do you just sort of make of that matchup now? They have a returning quarterback as well. I know we're, you know, a month out, but when you sort of look out and see Memphis, what do you think of that matchup and what they're bringing to Starkville for the rematch?
Well, I think they're really good. I mean, I think that quarterback's good. Was ready to play earlier than most are. And then, you know, they always have speed. And then they've got a few key big guys. Like, you know, Memphis is one of those teams that, you know, is going to dump some guys in the NFL. And, you know, they're a really good quality team. I mean, in a lot of ways, they're recruiting the same guys we are. And then, of course, you have, you know, the SEC, and for various reasons, it didn't work out with somebody. They have a funny way of finding their way to Memphis. So, you know, Memphis has players and always has. And, you know, they're just a good quality team.
And what are your expectations for Will, Coach? I know they're high, but what have you all talked about in terms of the year you expect them to have?
He just needs to get incrementally better. I mean, I mean, and that's a good compliment. You know, I've always tried to have quarterbacks that don't have a glaring weakness where you just kind of continue to progress and improve on what you do. And I don't have, you know, I can't think of any glaring weaknesses that Will has. I just think he's got to continue to improve overall, you know.
Well, Coach, we certainly do appreciate the time. Again, Mike Lee's going to be at the Touchdown Club tonight as the guest speaker at 5:30 at the Hilton. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always.
Coach.
Thank
Good luck
you.
This season.
All right. Well, great talking to you guys.
Yep.
Pleasure.
We'll do it again soon. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Bubba.
Yep. He is Mike Leach, Mississippi State football coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.